The new war in Iraq has New York City terrorism experts on high alert. The leader of the insurgent group has vowed to bring his war to New York City. CBS 2 political reporter Marcia Kramer tonight with more information on the new security threat.
This man, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, has his eye on New York and his intentions are evil.
We don't take any threat lightly.
Mayor de Blasio talking about the latest security concern for the FBI and the NYPD. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of the new Sunni militant group ISIS that is waging a new war in Iraq, had some chilling final words when he walked away from a U.S. detention camp in 2009. I'll see you guys in New York.
We're quite aware of the statements that he's made. We're quite aware of the growth of this organization. And it's something that I talk to Commissioner Bratton about regularly.
This person has proven that he is definitely a threat, that he will carry out his promises, and he has the resources in which to do so.
Manny Gomez, a former FBI agent who investigated major terrorism cases, says al-Baghdadi is a man more careful about his public exposure than Osama bin Laden. Wearing masks, stunning photographs, more dangerous now with his success in Iraq, his threat to New York City being taken very seriously.
This guy's on the move. He's only gaining strength. He's gaining more resources vis-a-vis weaponry, intelligence, backing. His numbers are growing. His financial strength is growing. Success breeds on success. And this guy, unfortunately for us, is so far been very successful.
Experts say that the fact that President Obama is contemplating drone strikes in Iraq could mean that al-Baghdadi is one of their targets if they can figure out where he is.
I'm sure that both the CIA and Department of Defense are looking at ways to neutralize this person, basically to kill him.
Well, security experts tell me the FBI and the NYPD will be actively questioning informants both here in New York City and overseas to develop leads about al-Baghdadi's plans. Dana?
Marcia, thank you.